just to speak out one ha'ara before we go back. I mean, today's daf is mamish. You know, we always say today's daf is a week. This is like a month. So, but just to speak out one ha'ara for a second, one of the lighter nukudas here on today's daf. Toisvis, Tibra Maschel, Matzas Kuti Muteres, on Daf Yudam and Aleph, he asks two kashas. Both Yisoidis to get kashas. We'll speak out the second kash. Toisvis says that there's a Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin, where it's mavur that the kutim, even l'man da'amar geri emes, and even l'man da'amar, that they were medaktik in b'mitzvos. But at the same time, the Gemara says the kutim were not careful in the halacha of lifnei iver lo yisitei mechshal. It plays itself out in the first sugya Masechtas Chulin with regards to the first Mishnah in the Masechta Chulin, and that is Hakol Shoichin v'Shchitasan Ksheira. Could you trust the Shchita of a Kuti, or could you not trust the Shchita of a Kuti? And the Gemara says that even if the Kutin are Yidin, and even if they were Medaktik in the Mitzvahs, and even if a Kuti would never eat Nevela for himself, but at the same time, if he's Shechting for you, the Kuti is Choshur in Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechshol, and it's for that reason you can never trust a Kuti if he's doing something for you. So Freita is Sakasha, how could Matzah's Kuti be Muteres? The Kuti is the one that prepared the Matzah, so L'chayra, you have to be Chayish, that maybe it wasn't Lushma, or maybe it's even Chometz. I, the Kuti, am Medaktik in Mitzvahs, I understand, but then I'm Medaktik in Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechshol, and he's preparing it for you. So Bishloim, if a Kuti invites you to his Seder, and the Kuti's braving to say that you're sitting with him and he's munching on the matzahs and now he's giving you your kazesim. Okay, but say that that's not lifnei iver loisite mechshol. Or at the very least, you see he's eating from it. So you know he's medakting for himself. But matzahs kuti muteres sounds like a blanket statement. It sounds like if he prepares the matzah, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? How does it stem with the first parak in Masechta Chulin? And Tosfos says, v'yei shloimer, you have to say, enochinam. Matzahs kuti muteres means when he himself is eating from it as well. So he took a bite out of matzah, you know it's not poison, then now you wait for the matzah. So the kai government's going to be okay, but enochinami, simply to rely on the kuti, even if you hold that he's medaktik b'mitzvahs, is going to be a problem. There's no one of the three tanam that were mentioned this brisa that holds not that way, because that is the halacha revocha b'Yisrael, that the kutim were chashed on lifnei iver lo yisikta mechshol. Question is why? Why are they chashed on lifnei iver? There's something unique about this, like why they discriminate with regard to lavin the Torah, lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol. So all the lavin in the Torah, they were nizrin. But for some reason, when it comes to lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol, which is a lav klali, but at the same time, this lav, they were a nichshol, they were a nizrin. So Rashi, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that the reason the kutim were not nizrin lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol is the less lehu lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol elokim ashmor. Because the way the Kutim read the words, Lifnei Iver Loisita Mechshol, was literally, Shelo Yitein Even Bederech Iver Lahapiloi. That if you see an Iver, a Suma, literally an Iver, don't put a stone in front of him, don't cause him to trip over. He can't see. If you can put something in front of him, he might fall. And that's the way they touch Lifnei Iver Loisita. They held of Lifnei Iver Loisita Mechshol. It's in their Minyan HaMitzvahs. But at the same time, they didn't understand the Rabbanan's interpretation of Lifnei Iver Loisita Mechshol. What does it have to do with giving someone matzahs that weren't made l'shma for him to be yotze is chiyav matzah? So avad they hold of lifnei iver loisita mechshol. They just didn't learn lifnei iver loisita mechshol the way Chazal learned lifnei iver loisita mechshol. Meaning, throughout Shas, there's an idea that a yid is not allowed to cause another yid to do an avera. You can't pass a glass of wine to another. You can't be moishet even menachai, even to a ben noyach. Right, there's so many different sugyas that talk about this inyan of lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol. Where does it say that in lifnei iver lo yisita mechshol? There's an iver, that's a suma, that's someone that is a sagi nahar. Don't put a mechshol if he's walking. That's what it says in the Torah. It says don't give a glass of wine to another. Nah, it's me inyan, le inyan, but it's an inyan. I understand, you're being machshol, and he's an inyan, and the halacha, he doesn't chap, he's a nozer, he doesn't realize how awesome it is. It's a shtickle Torah. And it's that shtickle Torah that the kutim we're not masking to. It's Yodua, Remeir Simcha, Meshech Achma. On this pasuk, V'lifnei Iver, Loisitei Mechshol says as follows. Just kedai to read one line Remeir Simcha inside. Hakutim Mefarshim Kimashmai. The Kutim learned this pasuk Kimashmai. Shelo Yitein Evan Lifnei Iver B'derech La'Pilei. Rashi Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'chein Hu Emes. Says Remeir Simcha, the way the Kutim teached it is true. Meaning, the Poshup Shad is true. We, Chazal, were just moisif on the Pashup Pshat. But Avada, the Pshat that the Kutim said is true, Umizeh, says Ramei Simcha, and if that's the case, from this Pasuk, Azhara, this is a source for there to be a lav lepoiseach oikoyre bar b'shasar rabim. If somebody digs a bar b'shasar rabim, so that's one of the Arba'a v'sazikim, bar, right? That's one of the Arba'a v'sazikim that there's no machloik, it's rabish, everyone knows what a bar. A bar is a bar is a bar. Shar, we're not sure, mava, we're not sure. But bar and hever, right? Those two we know. So bar is for sure a bar, it's a pit. So if somebody digs a pit and then somebody falls in, he's a masik. But the question is, were you over an isser? Says Ramei Simcha, yeah. You were over an isser, lifnei ivir leisita michshol. So we're not learning Bava Kama now, but when we learn Bava Kama, Be'ez Hashem, it's coming up in the not too distant future. Birchus Shmuel Simon Beis. That Reb Chaim said that in addition to the Chiyuve Mazik, there's also the Isser Mazik, right? Vadvar Matikin. This Ramei Simcha is a Chashav Amar Makim, that in the Mazik of Bar, there's an Isser Mazik of the Isser of Lufay Evil Isita Mikshul. But Al Kapanim, Ramei Simcha said a Dover Pasha. Ramei Simcha said that this that the Kutim teached, the Chen Hua Emes. It's true. No one said it's not true. It's just a Chazal. We're Moisef on top of that. Oh, but the Emes is, this Ramei Simcha is not Pasha at all. It's not Pasha at all. The Chinuch, in mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis is Shalei Lahachshol Tam Baderech. It's the lav of Lifnei Ivel Eisita Michshol. So what is Lifnei Ivel Eisita Michshol? Zok Techinuch. Loi Lahachshol Bnei Yisrael. Don't be Machshol Yid. Loseis Lohem Eitzara. Don't give a Yid a bad Eitzah. Avon Neyasher Oysam Kishiyish Alu Eitzah. If somebody asks you for advice, you should try your hardest to give him good advice. But ma shenamin shu yoyche ve'etzah toive. Shenemar ve'lifnei iver lo yisite michshol. Ve'loshin safra. Lifnei suma ba davar. Ve'hoyenoytum amcha etzah. Al titein lo yetzne she'eno yagenes loy. Ve'amru zechreinu levracha. Al yoymer adam lechaveiro mechor sodcha ve'kach amor. Right? Don't tell your friend to sell when you're going to be on the other end of this transaction and you're going to be the one that's buying. And says the chinuch, this lav is a little more inclusive. Someone that helps an over aver. Right? Sometimes a person convinces someone to do an aver. The bottom line is, this is the chinuch's presentation of the lav of lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. The Rambam, in its Sefer HaMitzvahs, is command verbatim the chinuch, as it very, very often is. In the Rambam, it's a mitzvah reish tzadik tes. He shehezironu mehachshol k'tzoseinu es k'tzoseinu be'etzo. Don't give someone bad advice. V'hu shim yishal ka'odem etzah b'davar, hu niftabai v'chulu v'chulu. V'hu amir yisal lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. Then he brings the Sefra, and he brings all the marim ha'koymes that the chinuch said. Freite minchas chinuch. The chinuch is presenting the mitzvah of lifnei iver. The Rambam is presenting the mitzvah of lifnei iver. And it was ikach chasam and hasefer. They left out the pashup pshat. The chinuch didn't say one word about if you see a sumo walking down the street, don't put a stone in front of him to cause him to trip. Don't give someone a bad eitzah. Don't give a kosher yayin l'nazer. What happened to the pashup pshat? What happened to the literal translation of the pasuk? If you look in Rashi and Chumash, on the pasuk for lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, zuk teil Rashi, lifnei hasuma bedavar lo yisitein eitzah she'eino yagenes loy. Al toimer mechor sodcha v'kach l'cha chamor v'ata oikav olof v'noit demen. Frank them in Cheschinuch, why is everyone not learning Pashup Pshat? Because the Kutim said it? So what? The Kutim are just saying the Pashup Pshat. The problem with them is that they're being makhish the Torah Shabbat Peh. But l'chayra, the Torah Shabbat Peh includes in it the Pashup Pshat. Says the Mechas Chinuch, it's clear to me that Chazal, the Chinuch, the Rambam, Rashi HaKudosh, they all did not learn like the Kutim. And they held that the Pashup Pshat and the Pasuk must be not like the Kutim. Not like Ramei Simcha. But the Pashup Pshat is, don't be machshel someone. Don't give someone an Eitzara. Don't cause him to do an Aveir. And if that's the case, talk to Mechas Chinuch, this is a Pasuk where mikros yoytzim idei pshutai, and the punchline is that the Gemara says in Yevamos daf chavtal and amad aleph that kol ha'teira kula ein mikro yoytzim idei pshutai, with the exception of one pasuk v'chaya b'chayr asher teileid yakum hashem ocham ha'meis v'yimach shmai b'yisrael. The Gemara says the only pasuk in the entire Torah where mikros yoytzim idei pshutai, right? Pasuk it sounds like in after Yibum, the first child that Shimon is going to have, the proverbial Shimon, should be named after Reuven. Even though the Rambam brings, but that's not the pshat. What it really means is Vahya Bechar, the oldest brother, he's the one that's Yaakov Hashem Machav Ames, he's the one that has a mitzvah to do Yibah, because mitzvah begad lo yab, ayin shal. But the bottom line is, this is Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, I have another pasuk, where Mikruz Yaitz Vedei Pshutai, Lifnei Iver Lo Yisnitei Michshol, you see it from the Rishonim, because the Kutim were the ones that learned that way. But the Chazal learned Lehedya, not like the Kutim. This is the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha, and he blied Sorachim. It's a bomba from a Kasha. So the emes is that over the years, we mentioned this Michas Chinuch's Kasha, not recently, and we spoke out of Teretz from the Klei Yoker. And it's not a Teretz as in of the Im Toima V'yesh Loimar, but the Klei Yoker in two lines is clearly coming to answer this question. Klei Yoker is on the Pasuk, V'lifnei Iver Loisitein Michshol, Pirush Rashi, Loititein Eitzav Achulu. Ki Ein Lefarish, says the Klei Yoker, Iver Mamish, U'michshol Mamish. You can't learn the way the Kutim learned. Sharei Nemar. What are the next words of the Pasuk? V'yoreisa me'eloikecha ani Hashem. V'zeh medaber b'dover ha'masra l'leif dafka. Kiddush Olam Habeis. We know the Gemara says that wherever it says v'yoreisa me'eloikecha, it's talking about something that only Hashem knows whether you're guilty right now or you're innocent. But if it's something that's obvious, everyone looking can tell exactly what's going on right now, that's not v'yoreisa me'eloikecha. Because then you're not just fearing Hashem, you're fearing everybody around you. So said the Klei Yoker, that I believe the reason Rashi and the Chinuch and the Rambam, for that matter as well, were mefarish the way they were mefarish, because the words v'yoreisa me'eloikecha seem to give away that we're dealing with something that it's not so nicker. Now, if the Pasuk is telling you, don't take a stone and put it in the way of a saginar, so anyone that sees you doing it, chaps, and you don't just have to fear Hashem, you have to look right and left three times to make sure nobody's watching. So it's not just v'yoreisa me'eloikecha, it's v'yoreisa libnei Adam as well. So bal korchet, that's not what the Pasuk means. In other words, the Klei Yoker is saying that from the words v'yoreisa me'eloikecha, you know that the pshuta yishol mikra of this Pasuk must mean that. But the aim based medrash b'loi chiddush. Number one, I saw the Malbim asks this kasha. And the Malbim says that the Pasuk says, V'lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol. Says the Malbim, there are two words in Tanakh that you find to mean placing something or giving something. One is nesina, nosin, titein. The other one is lo yisosum. What's the difference? Nesina means giving from one person to the other. V'nosam biyata. The husband has to take the get and he has to give it to the isha. Sima means to place it near him, in his vicinity. It doesn't have to be a makabel. You don't have to be zoyrik it into the person's dalet ames. You don't need a chiddush of kinyan chatzer. You don't need a shliach lekabala. Sima just means you put it in the person's presence. Says the Malbim, what did the Torah say? V'lifnei iver loisitein michshol. And because it says v'lifnei iver loisitein michshol, it's clear we're talking about something where you're physically giving something to someone else. The Torah is saying, Ruvain, don't give this to Shimon. If it means don't put an evan in the presence of a sumo, said the Malbim, it would have said v'lifnei iver loisosom michshol. What does it mean, v'lifnei iver loisitein michshol? Don't give him. What do you mean give? Don't give him bad advice. Don't give him a glass of wine if he's a nazar. And that, says the Malbim, that was the hechrich. That's how we know. I'll tell you another chiddush. The Balaturim on this pasuk, v'lifnei iver loisitein michshol, says the Balaturim, the word michshol is chaser vav. It's missing a vav. Loimar, afilu einoi noisin michshol mamish. Even if you don't give a real michshol, michshol chaser, even if it's not a real michshol, el afilu liyatzai lefidarka yasa. Even if all you do is give him an etzah, it's still going to be yasa. Meaning, l'rabbo is the teresh abapeh of a lifnei ivel esita michshol. But in the Hagois, here, on the Balaturim, so they bring that the makar to this Balaturim is a medrash, as it very, very often is. The medrash's lashon is a little bit different. The medrash says as follows, kol michshol shebe mikra mole. Every time it says the word michshol in Torah, shebikzav, it says it mole. Bar min echad, with the exception of one, which is chaser. And that is v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol. It's missing a vav. Lefi, she'enoi michshol mamish. Because this michshol is not a real michshol. Elosh loy tedaber dober shechavercha michshol boy. Ke'inyin shenemar lochein koyemar Hashem. Hinini noisem olam hazem michshol l'matkan. In the Medrash is mavur that this michshol is actually written differently than every other michshol. This michshol is written chaser. And because it's written chaser, not like the Balaturim, afilu. No, that's all it means. It means dafka if it's chaser. Because if it would be a real michshol, would be a problem. But the bottom line is the Michas Chinuch asks the kasha that it's mavur l'chayr from the Chinuch and the Rambam and Rashi and Chumash that the Kutin's understanding of lifting even the michshol doesn't play itself out. If that's the case, so l'chayr you have a pasuk that we're being moitzim de pshuta. So how could the Gemara say you've almost daf chavdalid that kol teruk kul ein mikri yitzim de pshuta with the exception of vahiy b'chayr shetel yokem hashem vachem ames. I have another pasuk for lifnei ivel loisitem mechshol. The teretz is three terutzim. This pasuk, the pasuk pshat and the pasuk we know, is really not talking about a regular mechshol. Where do you see it in the pasuk pshat and the pasuk? We have the klei yoker. It says v'yareis me'lekechas. It has to be something that's muscle alive. We have the malbim lifnei ivel loisitem, not loisasum. Sitem is mash, but pasuk pshat and the pasuk says the malbim that you're giving it from one person to the other, and mechshol is written chaser, and mechshol chaser. Maybe that's also a pasuk. Pshat al koponim, maybe b'derech hafsher, that it means over here that we're not dealing with a regular michshol, but we're dealing with something that would only maybe be a michshol. But one more davar nifla. The Mechas Chinuch in his hemshach, so he brings that the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dalet in Hilchas Malva Voloiva, it's one of the very very long Mishnah Melechs, brings from the Knesset Hagdoyla. That the Knesset HaGdoyla, I looked it up, the Mishnah Melech is being medayakin in the Knesset HaGdoyla, that he wanted to say an unbelievable chiddush. And it's geshmak, because we spoke about this, the end of Masech Tosoita, Daf Lamed Zayin over there. So he said like this, in the end of Masech Tosoita, one of the themes were the brachas and the klolas of Har Grizim and Har Eifel. And there were 11 klolas and 11 brachas, one bracha klali and one klolo klali. But the point is, there are 11 brachas and klolas that were mentioned in Parshas Kisavai. One of them is Arur Mashke Iver Badarech V'Omar Kolohom Omen. So the Mechas Chinuch brings that the Mishnah Melech said a shtikul Torah in a Knesset HaGdoyla Chad Ben HaKadmoinim, that the Knesset HaGdoyla said that this, that it's Mevur from the Rishonim, the Mechas Chinuch's Egen Adik, that V'Lifnei V'Lisit the Mechshol does not mean the Pshutei Shal Mikra. It's not the way they understood it. That's what is negaya the love of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. Or what is negaya the klola of arer mashkir iver badorech v'omer kolon omen. There it's not going to be the case. A chiddush nifla that v'lifnei iver loisita michshol luchud and arer mashkir iver badorech v'omer kolon omen luchud. So tzvei dinim. Pashtus is arer just means the love of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. But the Mishnah Melech was medayik in the Knesset HaGdoyla, not that way. So I went to the Mishnah Melech, and I looked it up, and what does he say? I knew this is what he was going to say. What does he say? It was Pasha. What does he say? Zok to Mishnah Melech, v'yesh loy masad tzvei dirim. Sendav v'lifnei iver loisita michshol into the Arum Mashke iver badarach v'amar kolam amin. Why? Because be'etzim it's a plia. How a chazal able to be moitzi v'lifnei iver loisita michshol midei pshutoi? L'chay a Pasha pshad is what the Kutim said. And kol atay rukulei mikri yoitzi midei pshutoi. The Teretz is, it says v'yoreisu me'alekecha. He was mechavim to the Klayokar. He says, it says v'yoreisu me'alekecha and v'yoreisu me'alekecha is the giveaway. Arum Mashke iver badarach v'amar kolam amin. It doesn't say v'yoreisu me'alekecha. And because over there it doesn't say v'yoreisu me'alekecha, over there it's not going to be different. That means is, over there it doesn't say v'yoreisu me'alekecha, over there it doesn't say v'lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol, and over there it doesn't say the word michshol chaser. So we have tzvei dinim over here. We have the pasuk of v'lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol, and we have the pasuk of arum mashke iver badarech v'amar kolam amen. They're the same. Sort of the same, but it could be there's a fundamentally a soidi nafgamina, mamish alumdis over here, tse dinam, a brisk alumdis, in belifne ivelo sita michel, tse psukim, tse bazunder dinam, mitzve shulchanarechs. It comes really from this Mishnah Lamelech's diak in a Knesset HaGdoyla that the Mechas Chinuch mean brings toich his arichos in mitzvah, reish, lamid, base.